Broadcasting live from the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum in Columbus, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Welcome back to the beautiful Columbus Convention and Trade Center. Great morning so far, and the day is just one speaker after next continues to inspire and really take us in new directions. I'm very honored that Mr. Kelvin Redd has just joined me in Booth 61. Welcome, Kelvin.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor to know a fellow Columbusite, having grown up here my whole life before moving to Atlanta. But Kelvin is the Director for Servant Leadership at the Pastoral Institute in Columbus, Georgia. The Pastoral Institute was founded by William B. Turner, Jr., who has been my mentor for 50 years and one of the greatest men I've ever had the privilege of meeting. What do you do at the Pastoral Institute?
Well, as the director of the Center for Servant Leadership, I do a lot of leadership facilitation, do a lot of speaking, organizational leadership assessments with organizations, and I have a blog as well as a newsletter, and my second book is coming out in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
That's great. What does the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum mean to the city of Columbus?
Oh, it means a tremendous amount. To bring these nationally known speakers and best-selling authors to town to enlighten our community on the importance of leadership, it's second to none. I don't know of another forum around the country that can match up with this. And for people right here in town in our own community in such a thriving region, it means the world to the citizens of Columbus.
I have said this in presentations and in my book. I believe that the secret success is servant leadership by living through the example of the Golden Rule, and it'll make you a success in business, mm-hmm. but more importantly in life. What can you add to that? What motivates you to do what you do every day?
Well, I think Marcus Buckingham just said it best. Find out what you do and do the best that you can possibly do at it, and I'm always trying to get better at what I do. And I'm one of those who believes that if you focus on yourself, then you're going to be in a much better position to be able to serve others. And that's that self-awareness piece that we talk about in servant leadership. You know, one of the things about servant leadership, it's a way of life. It's a philosophy. But a major piece of that is self-awareness, understanding who you are. And that's one of the things we always work with and we work with organizations.
Who were some of your role models growing up and still today, people that you want to assimilate?
I think first and foremost it has to be my father. My father was a chemistry and physics teacher at Central High School in Phenix City, which is right across the river. He was also our school's head basketball coach. I write about him extensively in my next book. I learned an awful lot from him, and it's to him that I hold all others in esteem. So he is the one that I would have to say that I have learned a tremendous amount from. As I've gotten older, I had a gentleman who, when I first started working at TSIS, which at the time was Total System, a gentleman by the name of Len Drury, and I wrote about him in my first book. I called it The Mentor. He had been the assistant to the president of a Fortune 500 company, and they paired me with him for 14 months, and I learned so much from him. And as I've gotten older a little bit more, men like Bill Turner, I have an opportunity to be in his presence often, and I have learned so much from him.
I don't know another man outside of my father mm-hmm. who's had more influence on my life than Mr. William B. Turner, Jr.
I agree. Every time I'm around him, he has a door. His door is always open to me, and I've just been very fortunate to have known him. He wrote the foreword to my first book, and for that I'm totally grateful. And said something about me that nobody else had ever said, and
wow.
He wrote it in the first line in the last paragraph, and I thought, wow, I've always thought of that, but nobody else had ever said that about me or to me.
He is a man of great wisdom and insight.
There's I no agree wholeheartedly.
What is the role of the Pastoral Institute in Columbus?
Well, we're a counseling and education center, first and foremost. We hang our hat on counseling. We have some tremendous therapists on staff, psychologists. So as our community grows and we have new and different people in our community, we've had hardships, faced with tough economic times, people have grief. They come to the PI and get renewed, so to speak. And that's one of our fundamental, that's the fundamental makeup of the Pastoral Institute.
Well, as we close here and we get back into the next session, what would you like to share about the Pastoral Institute? Or maybe a big book. Give me your your URL for your personal website so people can go and pick up a copy of your book.
Well, I have a blog, and it's called I Lead To Serve. That's ILeadToServe.com. And that is where you can go and read about the book, the blog. I try to blog weekly now. I was doing it every day, but my schedule just got so packed that I release the blog every Tuesday or Thursday. And you can go there. You can go to the Pastoral Institute's website, too, www.pilink.org.
Pilink.org.
But it'll be out in a couple of weeks. It'll be on Amazon.com.
Well, congratulations, and it's a great honor having you in Booth 61, and wish you great success going forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
God bless.
Thank you.